Watch, Joe Rogan says vote Republican, cites serious errors during pandemic. By Warner Todd Houston on August 29, 2022. Podcast King Joe Rogan urged his 11 million listeners to vote Republican to address the serious errors made by government officials during the coronavirus panic starting in 2020 during Saturday's show. During his Joe Rogan Experience with guest Green Bay Packers QB Aaron Rodgers, the pair began talking about the mess the federal government and many states made with their efforts to mitigate the spread of the various coronavirus variants, the New York Post reported. California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom came in for a special drubbing for his state's handling of the crisis, especially since he and other officials seemed to absolve themselves from having to abide by the strict rules they imposed on everyone else. Remember when they made a decision to close outdoor dining? Rogan said to Rogers. And it turned out that one of the people that made that decision, the day she did it, went out and was dining outdoors? Rogers replied by recalling when Governor Newsom demanded that the state's restaurants shut down. He then turned around and violated his own draconian rules and had a private dinner party at the ritzy French Laundry restaurant in Napa County. Rogan said that Republicans, such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, handled the pandemic far better than blue state leaders. I hope there are lessons learned in this, Rogan said. Because this is a new thing. We had never had this before. No one who is alive today has ever experienced a true pandemic. And I'm hoping that, now that this is over, people are going to recognize that some serious errors were made and not repeat those. That's the best you can get out of it. The podcaster and comedian also noted that all the thousands of small businessmen whose livelihoods were destroyed by the draconian lockdowns would never be compensated. They're just going to be angry. So what do you tell those people? Rogers asked. Vote Republican, Rogan said, smiling. But, he added, that's what a lot of them are going to do anyway. Rogan then praised Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for keeping Florida open and initiating reasonable policies on COVID despite the constant attacks by the left-wing media. Saturday's podcast made quite some news, other than Rogan urging people to stop voting for Democrats. Rogers revealed that after he told the media that he was inoculated, none of them followed up to ask if that meant he had taken one of the various vaccines. And he also revealed that the NFL sent stooges out to the teams to force vax compliance. Rogan, of course, has also gotten himself in hot water with vaccine zealots. In April of last year, he angered the left by saying that young people don't need to take the COVID jab. And by August was telling fans attending his live shows that they don't need to be vaccinated to attend. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.